This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear, we call this Bizarre ER. Mm-hmm. So we would take any story you have, not just any story. It's like, oh, I stubbed my toe and I had to go to the ER. Nope. It's got to be like some weird reason you were at the ER, or if you're an ER nurse, we can VD you.
Yep.
And
voice disguiser.
And you can tell us about the weird things. But I also kind of want to niche in a little bit. Has anybody driven themselves to the ER when it was real bad?
No, I've thought about it.
Okay, 303-222-5423. First call here, it's Aaron.
How many times?
Yeah, like, no, so I thought about it.
Yeah. Every time it happens, every time I need
There's been a couple of times where I'm like, oh man, I might need to go to the ER. I'll just drive myself. And then I don't go and it's fine.
They have valet there, right?
They do.
I have absolutely shoulder rolled out of my own car and just left it there. Because I come from a family where, like, first off, we wouldn't go to the hospital unless it was ER.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Right? And then, well, you can't afford more than one of you to leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
Okay.
So, like, I had a kidney stone. I had to go. I was on the air. I had to go. Like, Greg and Beau weren't going to take me.
Rude.
Yeah.
We
would draw straws to see who would take you.
Wouldn't. And that's the thing.
We'd call you an Uber. Yeah.
One of us might take you.
I didn't know I had a kidney stone. I just thought I was dying.
Ugh, that's...
Because your first kidney stone, now when I get them, I'm like, I can drive myself to the ER backwards with my eyes closed. But like, that first time, but you're just like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You gotta just...
I have driven myself, granted, not ER, but I had to go to Children's when I got my kidneys biopsied.
Okay.
Drove myself there and back. That's as close as I get.
This is not a badge of honor to be like...
Still under anesthesia.
And they let you?
Yeah, it's just a numbing shot. You're fine.
I told him I was fine.
All right. Do you have a bizarre ER?
Kinda. I didn't drive myself, but I went, it was my junior year of high school in like the vice versa dance.
Yeah.
Where the girls asked the guys.
Sadie Hawkins.
Sadie Hawkins. Yeah. Okay, we called it vice versa.
Okay.
And my date got very, very sick at the dance, and they had to have an ambulance come to the dance, and they took her away, and...
You kept on dancing.
Was I supposed to go with her?
No.
God, it's weird. Like, she's like 15. Like, her parents showed up and it's kind of like, I could go.
Did her parents go with her?
Yes, they rode in with her.
Then you're okay.
Okay. I feel...
Do we think that maybe her illness was a way to get away from you? And maybe that she didn't want you to come with? Yeah.
She'd rather have a massive ambulance bill than continue to dance with you.
Go for the copay of the century to get out of...
She had seen my dance moves. She's like, I'll do anything to get out of here.
Really?
Yeah. It's uncomfortable because at that point, the parents come and the parents are like, random high school boy, get out of here.
Yeah. They'd met you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it was my girlfriend. Like, we were dating.
Was that the end of it? Because you didn't go?
No, it wasn't.
You clung on till she cheated.
Yeah, it was that one.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, man, I was hoping it wasn't.
She gave me so many chances. Man up.
All right. So if you've got a weird experience in the emergency room, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. That's the text line. I've known a lot of nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposedly... Can anybody explain HIPAA? Like, as long as they don't tell you the name of the person, I think they can tell you stuff. Yeah. They could call right now.
I don't know
now.
If they can say age, but yeah, nothing that would give away identification.
Because the if you don't have nurse friends, you're missing out because they just have stories upon stories. And it's usually just people trying to shove things in their body and in places they shouldn't go for, like, sometimes for pleasure, but a lot of times just to be funny. It's like just a bunch of dudes sitting around. I was like, can you fit? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, ugh. And then everyone panics and just runs.
Yeah.
Like,
which is a word. You got to drive. If you make your friend do that, you got to drive him to the ER.
That's what I'm saying.
That's bro code.
But you also can't, you don't want to be the guy bringing the guy there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I remember distinctly, I don't remember how he got to the hospital, but it was one of our friends. We were all riding our bikes and his seat had broken off of his bike.
Oof.
But do you remember being a kid and riding your bike? Like, most of the time,
you're standing.
You stand up.
Exactly.
When you're really trying to get a good pump on. So he was like, he'd still go. We were like, because we needed to weld this seat back together to put it back on.
Okay.
So then we went to Jaeger Hill in Longmont. If anybody from Longmont knows what that is, we're doing all these jumps and stuff. And he did a jump. And then just instinctively on the bottom half of the jump, he sat. And he and the bike
became one.
And as any good friends do in a situation where your friend is bleeding profusely and stuck to his bike, we all just scattered. Everybody just went home.
Oh my God.
You don't, what are you going, I'm not
going to. Your friend just became a transformer.
I understand.
Their parent.
I get it.
We're going to get in trouble.
I'm not going to be the one to, hey, say, Mrs. Johnson, here's your new Optimus.
Meet Transformers. More than meets
the eye. Anyway, so that's a bizarre ER story. My assumption is,
did he pedal himself?
That he had to.
You don't know? You didn't talk to him after?
No, you can't be friends with a guy who's
oh my God.
Who's had a bike be a part.
He moved.
No, I just you never asked a specific question of. But, like, you know, if you get shot with an arrow, right? You know this. Or rebar. Like, you step on something. You don't take it out.
Right.
You let them take it out. Because if it's got a knob or something on it. Like, if you got shot with an arrow, they cut it and then pull it the rest of the way through. You don't want to pull the arrowhead back through,
right?
You can
do more damage that way. Yeah. You could bleed out.
You don't want to pull the Huffy out. You got to go to the ER, Strider bike style.
Just ride your bike there.
Yeah. If you got a call like that, please.
If you
front of the line.
Transform. So we stick with bizarre ER. We've got three topics going.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre ER, drove myself to the ER, I was a transformer. I was half man, half battery pack. Whatever you combine. Okay. We're just going to stick with bizarre ER, shall we?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to hear your bizarre ER stories, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice
105.9. So we're looking for weird things that happened to you on the way to the ER.
If you drove yourself to the ER.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One texter said that she did when she was in labor. Props to you.
Wow. Krisha, guess what? My ex-wife drove herself to the hospital for baby number two.
Wow.
I was alive at five.
Huh. Yeah. Show's got to go on.
All right.
I'm sorry, Krisha. Bizarre ER, what happened to you?
Well, I was murdered. I drove myself to the hospital, but I was pregnant with my first baby, and when my water broke, I
first baby!
What?
Drove myself and the rest of the family to the hospital.
And the rest of the family?
Well, my husband was drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom had done a bunch of heroin.
But
why did you drive?
Just made sense. I was the driver of the family.
No, it doesn't make sense.
In the car.
Okay, I'm just.
Why is this so common? Why are there now three people?
I'm a bad driver, okay?
I would say if I were pregnant and it was a choice between me driving and you driving, TIAC, I would definitely drive myself.
Okay, yeah, same.
I don't. Have I ever been in a car with you?
What's that?
Have you driven me anywhere?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've driven behind
just
you.
Just Aaron once and never again.
All right. Thank you, Krisha. You're a mad woman. Sarah.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi. Bizarre ER. What happened to you?
It's almost the ER. It's
labor and delivery. So okay. this mom got rushed in. It was the week of Halloween. And I'm a student, so I'm supposed to be, you know, paying attention to what's going on. And, you know, everyone's taking care of mom. Dad walks in a little drunk, dressed as a pirate.
Oh, my God.
Grandma's freaking out. Their six-year-old son is hiding underneath the desk, saying every cuss word under the moon.
Stay classy, Commerce City.
He's, like, whispering. He's like, and I'm like, is someone going to tell him to stop? Like, he's getting gradually louder. Mom's screaming, kids cussing. And I'm like, I cannot focus on anything.
There's a random pirate.
And also, then she's trying to have a baby in this madness?
Yes. And dad's just like stumbling around, like sweating a little drunk. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Show must go on.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, I think can we just set up like once a month? Just like a confession line for nurses.
Yes.
I feel like we could probably just keep doing nurse calls the rest of the day.
For sure.
Jackson?
Yay.
Bizarre ER, what happened to you?
I'm getting my gallbladder removed and my procedure kept being moved back because I couldn't eat for 10 hours before my procedure. Once I hit the 24-hour mark, the nurses felt bad and went bought me Whataburger and brought it back to me to eat in my hospital bed.
I like that.
Where does Whataburger fit on you? I'm off the scale. I've never had it. Is it worth my time?
It's good. Yeah. It's kind of regional, 100%. I think.
Is it okay? Do you like Culver's, Jackson?
I do like Culver's, yes.
Attaboy. Yep.
Yep. Where does it rank on the Culver's?
The more Culver's.
Thank you. Sorry.
I would like that. No. Don't bill insurance for my Whataburger.
Stephanie?
Yay.
We have disguised you. You got VD all over you. What's your bizarre ER?
So the guy that was dating, we were having some pretty rough relations and playing with some toys and stuff. And I got kind of a scratch up there. And I thought it would be okay and a good idea to use peroxide on a cotton ball and put it up there. And
what? You did you what?
Okay.
So now you've got basically a science project.
Oh,
you're like
God.
The baking soda volcano thing happening. You're like, sweet.
So I couldn't have
bladder
for a couple days, so finally went to the ER. They had one doctor look at it. He said everything looked okay and healthy, but he couldn't find anything. So he had an OBGYN come over. She also couldn't find anything, and I told her how embarrassed I was, and she said, don't worry, things get stuck up there quite often. Most of the time, tampons, they don't remember, and they put those in and put another bit.
Yeah, but nobody shoves good peroxide after bad decisions. I'm just...
No more peroxide, but apparently coconut oil is antifungal and antibacterial.
Pro tips. Don't ever say you don't learn anything on the Slacker Show.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yay.
Bizarre ER, what happened to you?
We had an older gentleman come into the ER, and he did not want to tell us what was going on. The way he was walking, hunched over, everything, we thought that maybe it was his back. Come to find out, he had a pimple on his testicle that he had popped about 10 days prior, and he ended up getting an infection where his one testicle was the size of a grapefruit. So he ended up requiring to have surgery to remove that testicle because it had ripped it off.
Okay. Oh, no. My gosh.
It would take me 10 days to get that fixed, too.
I don't want it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.